podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 35, episode number 215. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, how you feeling, Amanda?
Exhausted. Slightly uncomfortable. We officially have swollen feet. That started as of this weekend.
That's never fun.
I made it 34 weeks without, you know, ankle swelling. So I suppose that's
awesome, actually, to make it that far.
That's pretty good.
Does your jewelry still fit?
It does, but I preemptively took my rings off to be safe.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, that's a good idea.
Are you at the point where you're like, fuck shaving my legs? I mean, we've been in quarantine, so it's kind of like been a year of that point, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, basically. I actually did. Funny you bring that up. I actually did shave my legs last week because I was going to the doctor and I thought it was the appointment where you have to like strip down because they're going to like check stuff out.
Yeah.
And it was not that appointment, so I did not have to shave my legs. But it was a good trial run of, can I still do this or do I need help?
I think it's...
Short answer, I can still do it myself.
Nice.
So that's good.
What about painting your toes?
Oh, well, see, the nail polish allergy, like,
oh,
I just...
you know what I mean, like the motion of it.
Yeah. I mean, cutting my toenails is challenging.
Challenging.
But I think I've decided... Once I get my second COVID vaccine, I think I'm going to treat myself to a pedicure.
My nails have never been so well taken care of as the weeks probably 34 through 40 with both of my children, because I never knew when I was going to go and I wanted to make sure that they always look nice for pictures.
I think I remember actually
talking about that. Yeah. Yeah, I was very vain. I would still do it again. Anything.
No, I totally get it. Because I also am feeling that way about a haircut too. But I'm like, well, once I'm fully vaccinated, maybe I can get a haircut before too.
Yeah, that's a good point. When's your second shot?
The 31st of March.
Oh, that's not bad. That's in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool. I was going to ask you another question, and I totally can't remember.
Okay. We don't have to keep talking about me. I'm sure y'all did something exciting.
I did. I did an exciting thing this weekend.
You're alive. You've lived to tell the tale.
I did.
Yes. That's good.
So, oh gosh, it was right before my birthday. Somebody posted in the North Carolina Geocachers Facebook group about this cache that was in the middle of a swamp and it hadn't been found in like 3 years and it's been out for like 15 years and like 33 people have found it and you have to go in a group and, you know, there's dangerous animals around it and, you know, whatever. And I looked at the cache page and people had posted pictures of seeing there was rattlesnake. I sent you guys the link. I don't know if you looked at the pictures, but there was rattlesnakes.
I didn't look at the pictures.
Copperheads.
But also just even pictures of snakes make me
like
scared.
Water moccasins. And I had talked to some people here and they told me, yeah, you know, you got to bring waders, like chest waders, because you're going to go through the swamp like up to your hips. And, you know, it's a bit of a walk, but, you know, it's really exhilarating. You'll definitely feel great, like, when it's over. And I don't know. And it was, I looked at the date that this was posted. It was February 7th. So I don't know if I was enjoying the end of dry January. Was that even, like, what day of the week was that? Was that a Tuesday? Maybe it was after we did one of these. I don't know. I could have just been, like, feeling invincible because it was my birthday. And I was, you know, I got a lot of gray hair. So I'm definitely starting to feel my age a little bit. So I don't know what it was, but I was like, I'm down if anybody wants to get a group together. And then over the next few weeks, a bunch of people responded that they were interested in doing it. And I conveniently ignored it until somebody reached out to me, had somebody that I'm friendly with. They reached out to her to text me to tell me that they were going to send me a Facebook message about it because I hadn't responded to the offer to do a group. So that's how I kind of got sucked in. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll go if it's still in March, because March is hit or miss with the snakes. Like, if it's warmer, we're screwed. If it's still kind of cold, then, you know, the animals, the critters won't really be out. So, that's all well and good. I was kind of like, I was nervous, but I wasn't like, I'm going to die nervous. And then a week ago, it was a Sunday morning, last Sunday, one of the people posted in our Facebook chat thingy about alligators, the potential for alligators.
What?
And I freaked the fuck out. Like,
it made they don't it stay down in Florida?
Yeah, seriously, I didn't realize they came that far north.
Crocodiles stay down. Alligators have been spotted in southern North Carolina. This was also 2 hours away from me. It was 2 hours away from me. It was like one of the rivers that the swamp kind of fed into had a channel to one of the bigger waters that in South Carolina that did have alligators.
So oh my God.
Somebody Jesus. Makes a joke in the chat, and I didn't realize it was a joke at first about alligators. So that's the point where I'm like, the fuck? So I freak out. Oh, and the only reason that we were going Sunday, everybody had planned this chat that I was conveniently ignoring to go on Saturday. And I, thinking I can get out of it, was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Saturdays aren't really good for me. My kids have swimming lessons. You know, I can really only do Sundays. And they literally changed the day like that so I could go. So I was like, damn it.
Oh, great. Thanks. Cool.
So last Wednesday, after we had done this show, like I went to sleep. And then I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning freaking out. I mean, I was sweating to the point where I had to take off all of my clothes. I put shorts on and I slept without a shirt completely because I was sweating and shaking and just full on anxiety. Then
I know, that seems like an appropriate response to me.
Because I was like, I know what to do when I see a snake, but I don't know what to do if I see an alligator. Like,
yeah,
one,
no, who does? What
right?
What regular person does?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll get lucky and I'll just step on a copperhead. And copperheads aren't, I mean, you'll get sick, but that won't kill you. Like, but alligators, no, I'll die. So I spent all of Wednesday freaking out. I got a pimple for the first time in over a year. Like, it had to have been a stress pimple. The anxiety level was like just sky high. I think I got 50 more gray hairs. Finally, on Thursday, I had ordered the chest waders, but so on Thursday, as I was leaving my office, I texted the woman, and I was privately the one that had kind of set the whole thing up, and it was like, hey, Becky, I'm having some serious second thoughts, and I'm so sorry. I know you guys only picked Sunday because of me, and it's not as convenient to everybody else, but like, I'm really freaking out right now, and I was just honest, and she's like, well, what was it about it? Was it the snakes? Was it the hike? Was it the alligators? And I was like, it was the alligators. I was like, I was nervous about the snakes, but like the alligator thing, freaking out. So she was like, I think it was a joke. If you read through all the logs, you know, nobody has mentioned seeing an alligator. I talked to, then I sent out messages. I went down that cache page and I sent out messages to so many people that had formerly found it and was just like, hi, I'm doing this thing in the group this weekend. And I just want to know like your experience with snakes and alligators. And everybody was like, there's no alligators. You crazy person. So that well, made me feel a lot better.
That's reassuring.
But don't joke about alligators. Come on.
Every single person. That's not something we joke about.
I know, right? But I watched on Friday morning, I watched a video on what to do if you see an alligator in a swamp. For the record.
So what do you do?
Punch the snout and you gouge at the eyes.
Oh, so, okay. Kind of like a shark.
If it attacks you. I mean, you know, if it's sleeping and you can get the fuck out of there quickly, that's the most preferred option.
It's like a universal thing. It's like, ah.
But according to all of the research on the internet that I did, which was several things, like reading and watching, you know, that's what you do. So, anyway, at this point, I am freaking out. I go kayaking with one of my geocaching friends on Friday, and she had done this like 13 years ago or something. And she was like, we saw a ton of snakes. One of our people walked into a den of sleeping water moccasins. She said that it was nuts. But they went in April, and the other group that saw all the snakes also went in another April of another year. So that's when I was like, okay, well, these people went in April, whatever. So Becky reassures me, if you're that nervous, you'll be in the middle of the group. So, you know, you won't be in like harm's way or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, I guess we're doing this. Had the courage, and then I quickly lost it again. I'm still freaking out. I put the chest waders on. I feel like it's armor. I'm like, all right, this isn't going to stop a snake from biting me, but it's going to at least slow them down a little bit.
Which, side note, how much do those put you back?
The chest waders?
Yeah.
Oh, they were only $40 on Amazon.
Huh. That was my first question when you were telling the story. Is like, do you have chest
waders? Right. I was like, can you rent them somewhere?
I'm very impressed.
I'm sure.
So now what are you going to do with them now that you have them?
Well, Jay was like,
need them.
Yeah, I know. Jay was like, all pond maintenance is up to you now.
It's kind of fair. Yeah.
So anyway.
Although he could get himself a matching set for, you know, $40.
Well, but also, like, how much are they, like, catered to your size, you know? Like,
so,
could you both fit in the same, you know, share a pair of waders?
I don't know if we could fit in. So you have to cater to your shoe size.
Okay.
And I'm a size 9. I'm a size 8.5 to 9, so I got the ones that were the size 9, and I would say that they were definitely big, but it wasn't uncomfortably big, and they fit me for the most part without a little bit of excess on the top where it was a little bit big, but like it came with like a belt, so I could like, you know, tighten it up,
so you could cinch it at the waist.
Yes, which I did actually.
Love this.
Yeah. Which is exactly what I did. So anyway, I decide to do it, but I can't tell you the nerves and the anxiety that I had. So on Sunday morning, I had made this checklist. So I had remembered to bring all of the following: 2 pairs of sunglasses, a first aid kit, 3 walking sticks, 4 different types of shoes, like flip-flops, sneakers, hiking boots, the waders. Oh, rain boots, big rain boots. So I guess 4, and then the waiters had them, so like 5. A fanny pack, a backpack, the chest waiters themselves, replacement logs in case the thing was all wet and you couldn't sign it, a raincoat, a box of plastic baggies for anybody that might need it for their phone, and then a knife with flint in it that in case we needed fire, just in case. I don't know if I was going to light a crocodile on fire, on fire, but like...
At least you had that option if you needed.
Exactly. I had that option. And I also went to Bass Pro Shops the week before and bought like $100 worth of survival stuff because I was like, I'm not going to take the tags off, but it makes me feel better anxiety wise. It makes me feel better to have all of this pointless stuff. Oh, and I got the three walking sticks because I bought a solo walking stick, but then I had read in one of the logs that perhaps you might need 2, and the walking stick was to help poke through the swamp to see if it was too deep.
Oh my God.
And to stab snakes and to beat them on the snout, the alligators. It was multifunctional.
It's a multi-purpose weapon. Yeah.
So then after I had read that, I went to Target and I bought the double one. Don't worry, I've since returned it. It was the first thing I did on Monday. I was like, all right, I don't need the double. I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy all these things. I'm going to take a cue from everybody that's there and whatever they have or they don't have. Like, if they only have single walking sticks, then I'm doing the single. If they have the double, then I'm doing the double. I'm just not going to take the tags off of anything else. Whatever we don't use, we're going to return. So... So I had ended up, you know, being very overprepared. And then I realized that I, 15 minutes in, that I left my lunchbox with my breakfast and lunch.
Oh, no. This makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real sad. Freaking out because I'm already anxious. The night before, I had prepared, like, I had written letters to the boys to prepare, like, and Jay. And I was like, I'm so sorry if anything happens to me. I love you guys so much. You've given me, like, so much happiness.
Like, oh, my God. Did you keep those letters?
Yeah, I still have them. I guess the next dangerous thing I do, I'll just change the date or something.
Yeah, put it in the family treasure box. It'll be a...
Oh, I brought my grandpa's old rosary beads and put them in the back of the fanny pack, in the bottom of the fanny pack. I was like, scare away the snakes. Do as you intended in the beginning.
The power of Christ compels you.
Exactly. I forgot I had those too.
Out of the garden, serpent.
Exactly. Exactly. So... I realized where we had to park. I stopped to pee real quick. I grabbed a Clif Bar and a Kind Bar. and was like, well, I hope this is going to help me. Because I also was 2 hours away. So I left at 7:30 in the morning or whatever, 7:45 in the morning. And it was because of the time change, my body thought it was earlier. And I don't eat until a little bit later anyway. Right. So I just, I wasn't hungry. So I was like, I'm make everything to go. So, you know, I had those. And then some point after I stopped at the gas station, I went the wrong way somehow or something, but it ended up taking me to the wrong parking coordinates, and I was going down this dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and it was literally me in the trees in like single lane. I was like, this doesn't feel safe or right. So I called the woman, Becky, and she was like, that doesn't sound like anywhere we're at. So I was like, great. So they dropped me a Google pin of where they were, and it was like 25 minutes on the other side of this river, which apparently my car thought I was going to cross over somehow. So I'm then freaking out. I get there at 10:30 instead of 10. I'm freaking out that I'm late. I'm so flustered. Like, I get into the hiking boots. I grab the chest waders. I, you know, have my Swiss Army knife and my knife with flint and all everything. Like, I throw it in the fanny pack because I see that one person's bringing a backpack and they volunteered to take the first aid kit. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll just travel lightly. And I forgot to bring my water. But thankfully, the person that had the backpack had extra waters and Powerades with them. So like because I had brought a whole bunch of waters in the backpack. That was in the car. So anyway, we set off half an hour late, and it was me and six other people. And I was the youngest by a decent amount, I would say. But they were all way more experienced with this kind of stuff, I think, than I was. Although I've been hiking with my dad for a very long time and hiking in general. So like that part wasn't, you know, it was just the snake thing. Thankfully, it had been cold that night. And although it was sunny, it was still, we didn't see any snakes. We saw one little snake in a puddle, one of those little itty bitty baby ones that's like the size of your pinky finger. And it
still would have made me scared.
No, because I have those in my garden. And when I like leaf blow or rake leaves in the springtime, I see those all the time and they don't scare me anymore. So that was fine. And I felt good about that. I think that like kind of put me at ease. But yeah, like we waded through. We crossed so we had to go to, there were three peninsulas in this swamp. We had to go to the middle one. We crossed a beaver dam at the first point to get to the first peninsula. Cool. It was super cool. It was.
Did you see the beavers?
We did not see the beavers, but there was a ton of beaver activity in the area, like the chewed down like trees and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the dam was it was really long and it was really cool. And
that's awesome.
It is cool. Yeah, it was. That was actually super cool. And the water was shallow at that portion. Like, obviously, the top of the dam is the deepest part, but like the bottom, it was still somewhat shallow because they were damming the water in. So that was good. Like, we made it past the first stretch, which is where the rattlesnakes were reported seen in other logs by other people. Then, you know, swamp part would be copperheads and water moccasins and whatnot, black snakes. So we made it through. We then had to figure out how to get to the second peninsula. That was, I think, the toughest part was we overshot it and went to the third because it wasn't very clear where one started and the other one ended. Uh-huh. So we walked an easy route. We overshot it, went to the third, tried to get back to the second, realized we were back at the first one.
Oh, shit.
So we walked up. We had walked up a little bit thinking we were on the right one. And then when we went to the second one was when it was like butt deep water, like waist and butt deep. And it was like, we called it the death carpet because I was lucky that I was pretty quick with the walking through it. But some of the other people that were like slower, like they would sink in and like sink down to their like shoulders.
Oof.
Or not
this
shoulders.
Like a childhood nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah. I made it through pretty quickly. And at that point, the water was cold. And I felt good about that because I was like, okay, this is cold water. There's no critters in this water right now. Like, you know, they're not, I could feel it was cold. So I knew that they weren't going to be there. So that made me feel a lot better. And by the end, I was like the first or the second person multiple times. Like, I was like, let's keep going. But yeah, that was one part that was pretty treacherous, was just you had to poke ahead with the walking stick because you could slip through the death carpet at any point.
Oh my God.
And that was death the carpet. It was weird, like this spongy, like, you know, material below. But, quicksand. You know, We made it to the peninsula. We trudged through the swamp, which was only like knee deep at that point. We got to the geocache, you know, signed it, and then went back.
You found it?
We found it.
Was it so once you got there, was it hard to find, or was no, most of the difficulty just getting there?
It's about this one was about the experience. So the difficulty was getting there, because early finders back in 2003 when it was first placed or whatever, they didn't really have access to satellite maps and whatnot. So
oh my God,
people would take the most direct route. Where you parked was only a half mile from it, but you couldn't walk straight because it was like swamp like above your head at that if you went
the oh my god route.
right
like there yeah there was this one lady I guess she tried to do it and ended up with like bacterial pneumonia because she went at the beginning of March
oh my
and
god
tried to go the straight way with a group of people and was older and just got sick. So I think groups like us were more fortunate that we had the advantage of seeing the and listening to the stories of the ways that other people had gone. And there was one way that I think it was 6.5 miles, I think, round trip for us. But there was one way that I think was actually shorter of a walk, but you had a lot of elevation change. And I think our group, just because one lady had had a knee replacement surgery last year, another one was actually on the, like, needed a knee replacement surgery. So I think they opted out of the more hillier terrain for, like, that purpose. Mm-hmm. But,
makes sense.
Because it was fairly flat the way that we went. It was just very swampy. But I'm so glad that I did it. I was hangry by the end, though. And
yeah. I mean, a Cliff Bar will not sustain you for 6 miles.
One of the men had cashews that he ended up giving me. And I didn't want to, like, share food with anybody. But, like, just I realized that he hadn't eaten them. It was, like, a brand new bag. But, like, I felt bad because I didn't know any of these people, like, sharing their food. And, like, I didn't know, like, with COVID or whatever. But I would say when I ate the Cliff Bar at 10:15 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, we got back to the car at 3:40. By 3 o'clock is when I finally was like, can I have the cashews? I really, like, I have no energy. I need to do this. But, yeah, I'm so excited that I did it. It was really great. Like, it was cool. It was a cool adventure.
It sounds awesome. I love that you, like, are able also to hang out with these and, like, meet these, like, cool,
they
like, random
stories.
Geocache
they had
aficionados.
Yeah, it was, like, a whole experience. It was a whole thing. A
it
whole
was.
Scene, if
it
you will.
Was. And to hear, like, some of the cool things they had done, like, this one couple, they had attempted to get this geocache 3 times. The first time they went, they were chased by a feral pig.
What?
On this,
in the swamp?
On this trail in the middle of, like, Falls Lake. It's like a greenway trail. And it was
okay,
this random
fucking
pig.
This is a different geocache.
Trail. Yeah, they were on the trek with us, and they were telling us. They got chased by a feral pig. Like, or who... Like, in the middle of, like, a well-populated trail. So it wasn't, like, anything whatever. So they, like, ran the fuck out of there. They went back a few weeks later. And it had rained, so it was flooded. So they tried to cross this, not bridge, but, like, this pipeline or whatever to get to the other side. Because somebody had told them that it was flooded, like, to your shoulders, the trail. So they tried to do that. The husband, he fell and dislocated his shoulder. So they had to call an ambulance to airlift them out. And then the third time they got it, and it was easy walk. And this other woman who had also found that same one, she's listening, and she was just like, it was Becky. She was listening. She was like, I've done that. She's like, I just walked right up to it and left, and it was like under an hour. I have a hard time believing all these things happened to you. And they were like, right? Like, how do you, like, they were like, it happened. Like, it happened. It was nuts. It was this really random chain of events. So anyway, I heard really fun, cool stories like that the whole time, which made it also just, you know, fun. Anyway, what did you guys do this weekend?
Didn't risk life and limb, that's for sure.
That's good. When I got home, I sat on the floor of the kitchen with my bag of... So I had given myself a bag of Fritos as a, like, reward. Which I have another pimple here, but that's because I ate Fritos the last 2 days.
You know what? Well earned.
Sat on the floor with the Fritos. I had pictured driving home eating them, but I was like, oh, my Fritos.
Did you also eat the lunch that you packed and forgot?
I did for dinner. And I had made a turkey sandwich with bacon and pickles and mustard and mayo and yum, 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 yum. And I ended up toasting it, which I prefer to non-toasted sandwich. So, you know, it's an upgrade. Was it right?
No, your sandwiches must be toasted.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was able to add a little cheese, which I wasn't going to do the cheese if it was cold. But I was like, well, I'm throwing the toaster. I'm going to throw a little shredded mozzarella on here. So it was always pleasant.
Nice. All's well that ends well.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I've been talking a lot. happy 1 year in quarantine.
Yeah.
Officially.
That's real.
For me, at least. My office didn't close down until, I guess, a year ago as this podcast comes out.
Nice. Yeah, I think I've been working from home for about a week at that point.
Yeah, you guys were home earlier than me. So, cool. Happy birthday to David Gott. St. Patrick's Day birthday.
Happy birthday.
I think Shandy is muted.
Not muted, but your sound's just not coming through because you don't have the muted sign on.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. It was my mic. That was Gabby. I kept like...
And she's like, how dare you? I'm storming off in a huff.
Were you talking and wondering...
I was like answering your questions and commenting and like...
I was like... Why is Shandy being so quiet?
I know. I was like,
well, let you go and like talk about what you did this weekend because I already talked.
I started telling the story.
Yeah. I'm like, she's not talking. I wonder why
nobody seemed interested. There's a mute button on my mic also.
Okay, wow.
That Gabby, in her craziness of like rubbing up against everything, just pressed. So.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better because I was like, all right, let me just end this quick because Shandy, we've lost Shandy.
Oh man. No, so we went to LA because we went to that Stranger Things drive-into experience.
Oh yeah,
we had rescheduled it from we weren't too confident about the February date, so we rescheduled it. And they were super cool. They let us reschedule it to this last weekend. So we went down. Numbers in California are much, much better than they were in February. Actually in Orange County and in Monterey County, we're in red now, down from purple.
Okay.
We're so,
like, red is good now.
Yeah, I know, weird. But even like today when I went on my walk, I noticed that the parks are like opened up, like the play areas at the parks are opened up again. And they,
oh, wow.
Like put the hoops back on the basketballs, basketball areas,
yeah,
courts,
yeah, I know what
whatever.
You mean, the courts, yeah.
right. So anyway, yeah. So we went down for that and like, it was okay. Like it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting it to be maybe like a little more, I don't know, involved and maybe like more like special effects and stuff. It was cool. Like they used this parking garage and like, you know, it was super COVID safe. You're in your car the whole time. And they had, you know, actors there dressed up as like characters from the show, and the like props and decor and everything were really well done. And so you go in, like first you're like at the Hawkins reunion. And you like go into the first level and there's some stuff going on. And then you go into the second level and that was like the Upside Down, which again, like visually it was well done. Like, they made it feel like the Upside Down a little bit, but I was just expecting a little bit more of like, I don't know, like Haunted House meets drive-in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it was. But again, there's room for improvement next year, but it was fun to go. And if nothing else, it inspired us to rewatch the series before the next season comes out. So we like got back. So we got to our hotel room that night after going to... through the drive-thru experience. And we're like, you know, laying down, like watching something before we go to bed. And we definitely put on the first episode of the first season.
It's such a great first season.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, no, it really is. So, I mean, if nothing else, it definitely inspired us to do that. But whatever, it was okay. It was, you know, I wouldn't write home about it. But I'm still glad that we went, definitely, because it was really nice to get away for a couple of days. And, like, I took Monday off. So this whole day I've been thinking it's Monday, but it's actually Tuesday, which is, you know, pretty cool. And we just got to, like, hang out at the hotel. Didn't really do much, but, like, because what are you going to do in COVID times? But just, like, to be at a place where we can just chill and, like, there was basically like nobody at the pool. So we could use the pool. Like that was pretty cool. So that was fun. It was also really surreal because there were people in restaurants and stuff. And because like restaurants now in the red tier, restaurants can open up for 25% capacity of indoor dining, which just seems absolutely insane to me. Honestly.
We have that here. We have that here. Yeah. And some
New York just started that a couple weeks ago.
And we have it's that weird. Here. And but several restaurants have opted, and I don't know if there are like reasons for it or if they just don't want the liability, but several are just doing outdoor dining only still, but we have the option for 25% capacity inside.
Well, and we saw some of the places that we saw, I was like, that's not 25%.
Right. Well, also, North Carolina hasn't had quite the situation that Los Angeles has had.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, like, we're doing really well now, like in California, like it's pretty amazing. But still, like if you open, I don't know, indoor dining just seems crazy. I just think that that's nuts. But I mean, it's not like when I'm fully vaccinated, when Frank's fully vaccinated, when more of the population is fully vaccinated, sure. Right now, like I'm good to sit outside, if at all. Yeah. Definitely surreal though, but it was fun anyway. So it was a good weekend. Nice to get away. Because we like realized we haven't been anywhere since we had to go to Southern California in October and actually stay in the same hotel for this French test I had to take. And that's the last time that we've like left Monterey.
Wow. So, yeah. I know it is a lot. Like I was thinking about it like today. I know everybody shut kind of, you know, pandemic anniversary was March 11th, but like, I guess the North Carolina anniversary was, you know, I think St. Patrick's Day, the 18th and 19th. I just remember how eerie it was because I was the one that had to go into my office twice a week to check the mail. It was just so eerie driving to and from. Just everything was quiet. The roads were empty. And it was like this for months. Yeah. I would say by the summertime, though, people, when masks became a big thing, a bigger thing, then people were going to Target or to the grocery store or whatever. And like, I don't know. It was just thinking about it and like some of the things that happened in early quarantine or over the summer. My old Pilates instructor was giving us like free lessons over Zoom. I had forgotten about that because she stopped doing it by like the end of the summer. So like, but just like, I don't know. I feel like the more and more like my time hop is going to remind me of things like, oh yeah, that happened. Or, oh, Tiger King. We were watching that a year ago this week. Because one of the last things, we were watching Love is Blind every day in the conference room at work. And one of the last days that we were in the office, my coworker was like, Sarah was like, anybody watch Tiger King yet? It looks crazy.
Oh my God. No, that's totally wild. Well, even like a couple of weeks ago, Frank and I were here for, you know, on the weekend, like we are basically, you know, every weekend. And we like kind of like had a barbecue, just the two of us, and like played darts in our little outdoor area. And it was like super nostalgic because we did that so much over the summer because it was like the only thing that we could do. That like doing it again was like, whoa. There's part of it that's like, oh, this is like a happy nostalgia in a way, but for, you know, COVID times. But it was weird. Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of things like that for sure. And even like if you guys, you know, watch I think you've seen the beginning of the new season of Superstore.
I haven't yet. I have to.
Yes.
I have to.
That's all I've seen because now it's not on Hulu anymore.
Oh, no.
Disappeared. I think because it moved over to Peacock.
Oh, Peacock. That makes sense.
The NBC has their own streamer now.
Yeah. Okay, that's really annoying if all of the different TV shows are going to be on their own network streaming device and you have to get.
You had to have thought capitalism was going to catch up.
Exactly. That's why I think like regular television is never going to completely go away because I think all the cord cutters.
Yeah.
Like now that they have to spend all this money on streaming services, cable is just going to be cheaper and they're just going to go back to cable.
Okay. That's annoying. But and actually, I saw today on Facebook that Mandy has, you know, finished her. She reached completion of 365 days of posting about them being at home. And That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Also. And I love that she did that for the entire year. And I'm kind of like sad, but also understand that she's not going to continue doing that afterwards. But man, what a year.
Well,
what
she should do 366 days because then she could say I did it for over a year. Technicalities, baby.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Oh, good times. Anyone feeling the time change? It sucks.
Yes.
I'm feeling the light, which is great. I mean, I think it's so stupid that we change time twice a year, but I do love when we're on summertime.
I love daylight savings time as well, but like I have felt it this year. Yeah. I don't know.
It's the adjustment to it. It's like I do like that it's lighter in the later part of the day, but oh man.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because we've been home for a year, so we've like it just instead of like getting up, going to the office, whatever, being forced into an adjustment. If like, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's been a tougher adjustment this year.
That's true because I already get up later than I normally would have during dating life. It's it's going to be a rough transition back.
Oh my God. And you're going to be transitioning back with a baby.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that like, you know, I've made peace with it because it sort of it became clear months ago that it's like, okay, I'm not going to go back into the office before this big life event happens. Like this whole thing, this whole journey will have happened in quarantine. And yes, there's a lot of benefits to that. Like, you know, I don't have to get up so early. I don't have to be carrying all my extra weight on a subway. I don't have to wear real pants. Like there is a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah.
But like it was kind of a weird thing to come to terms with of like, oh, I'm going to have a kid by the time I actually go back into my office again.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like my life is going to be completely different. There's going to be this new human that wasn't there.
You might have like a 7-month-old by the time you go into your office. Like,
yeah, because that's
if you're home for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean, who's to say like, you know, when I go back to work in September that we're back in an office, you know, we might not be there. My company is not committed to anything.
Yeah.
Wearing zip fly pants again. That'll be weird. The first day I do that. That's...
Yeah.
I don't know the last day I did that.
I would like to like never go back to wearing pants without elastic ever again.
But cool. That's something I think a lot about too, that like what is the pandemic going to do for fashion and silhouettes and stuff? Because you think about like the 20s and how the, you know, the Spanish flu and then, you know, we entered into the 20s and waistlines dropped and all these, you know, like how will this affect how we dress? Because I mean, it already has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it affects how we buy clothes, which, you know, granted that's a whole other conversation that like desperately needed to happen to the fashion industry anyway. Like it needed to like cool the F down.
Yeah.
But I'm just so curious to see like what, I mean, we've already been told skinny jeans aren't cool anymore. So
you're not, you know,
like things are just going to get more comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I don't fit into mine anymore.
I was just going to say, this is great. <good to hear>. I know that when we go back to normal, we're going to have to all resume like normal clothing, but it's going to be rough.
Yeah. But I think it's inherently going to look different. Yeah. Like I think the types of clothes we wear and the types of trends and things that are fashionable are probably going to be, I mean, not probably, they are going to be different. And I think they will probably be fits that are more relaxed and are more comfortable because we've spent now over a year in loungewear.
I hope so. Let's all, you know, your lips, God's ears. Let's hope so because I can't fit into anything right now, which has been a whole other source of like stress in my life. Like realizing like, nothing fits anymore and it's not great. I don't want to, I don't want to like go back to, I don't know, but anyway, happy 1 year guys. Happy birthday, Gott. Happy everything. Happy time change. Happy daylight savings. Happy everything.
Happy everything.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I had found this thing that I was super into before, and I hope you guys will find it as interesting as I was. It was a Ask Reddit question: what geography fact blows your minds? And I was initially setting out to find something like super funny, but like when I was reading these, I was like, man, these are actually really, you know, fun facts. So, anybody want to learn some fun geography facts?
Yes. Always.
Okay, cool. The first one is Australia is wider than the moon, which...
I'm sorry, what?
What?
I looked it up because I was like, that can't be true. So no, Australia's,
that can't be true.
Australia's diameter is 600 kilometers wider than the moon's diameter. The moon sits at 3,400 kilometers in diameter, and Australia from east to west is almost 4,000 kilometers.
Wow. So then what is the ratio of the Earth to the moon?
I don't know. I didn't look that far.
I didn't realize that the Earth is that much bigger than the moon.
Well, yeah,
it's like the moon has such control over.
But it's still like one of our little satellite planets.
How interesting.
It's still one of our like little satellites or whatever. Let's see. Ratio of Earth to moon. Let's see. I can 1 to 4. The moon is a bit more than 1/4. It's 27% the size of the Earth.
Interesting.
I guess maybe I didn't realize Australia was that big. Maybe that's what's
yeah,
going
right?
on here.
I think that actually might be one of my biggest like points of, huh. Palm trees grow in Ireland at 53 degrees north. In Canada at 55 degrees north, there are polar bears. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think I'm smart enough to really understand why that's interesting, because so, they're both up north and kind of cold. And
yeah, so palm trees, when it's 55 degrees in Ireland, there's palm trees. But when
that's
there's
nuts.
50.
Oh, because temperature. I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting it confused with.
Oh, with latitude and longitude.
Latitude, longitude, because yeah. we call those degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, actually, that is true. You're right. It is 55 degrees. They are at the same latitude. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay. That's what.
So that's actually why it's kind of crazy.
That's why I was like, what?
Because we in North Carolina are 35 degrees latitude, 78 degrees longitude here in Raleigh.
That's cool that you just know that. Well, I could not tell you my latitude and longitude.
It's from geocaching.
Oh,
I do a lot of the puzzles, and the puzzles you have to know, you have to figure out the latitude and longitude of things. So anyway, that's kind of crazy. So palm trees in Ireland. Okay, wow, cool.
I'm really surprised that they have palm trees in Ireland, period. Like
that. Yeah, basically. That seemed like the interesting fact there.
Yeah, that's the takeaway.
I mean, they can't be endemic. Like, that's got to have been brought there, right?
That
just seems so strange.
Okay, I didn't look up that fact, but yeah, it's on the internet, so it's got to be true. Another fun fact: California is the closest state to Hawaii, but Hawaii is the furthest state from California.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because flying to Hawaii, it's like you get to California and then you have like a whole the same amount of time still to go. Yeah,
I know.
It's a very long flight.
It is a very long flight. Okay.
Also, side note, because I just looked it up, the palm trees in Ireland are native to New Zealand, but was popularized in Irish gardens in the late 1800s. And they're able to thrive in Ireland because of warm ocean currents.
Oh.
Interesting.
Ireland is at about the same latitude as Newfoundland, but its winters are much milder. I feel like that kind of gets
the warm ocean.
Yeah.
They must be on like some Gulf Stream or something.
Do Gulf Streams go up that high?
I don't know.
And I did check. Yes. Canada, and I have now confirmed indeed Canada and Ireland similar degrees latitude.
Nice.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, that was not the tangent I expected us to go on, but we got there. Okay.
It's the tangent we got.
It's the one we got. Let's see. France's longest border is with Brazil.
What?
I also looked up this fact because French Guiana, how do you say it, Shani?
Guinea? French Guinea?
Guinea?
No, that's in Africa, isn't it?
There's the
Border between the Brazilian state of Amapa and the French region of French Guiana. Guiana.
I don't know.
It's Guiana. It's on. Look, all I know.
Oh, Guiana.
Is,
Guiana. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia as being true. So there you go. If you ever run a game show, France's longest border is with Brazil.
I didn't even know that that country was that big.
It's on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I don't know how to say it in English. It's different. It's different.
It's just different.
Yes. And yes, Guinea, because it's like almost the same as Guinea, which you are correct, is in Africa. But yeah, I had no idea. I guess, I mean, that's like one of the things with South America, too, is that it's a huge continent.
Yeah.
And so, it doesn't necessarily register like how big some of these places are.
Yeah, that's a good point. We really need Carmen Sandiego to educate us better. Reno, Nevada is further west than Los Angeles, California, which is actually a fact that I did know from a geocaching puzzle.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. That is weird. I'm trying to think of the shape of the West Coast now. Huh.
Yeah, it's slight, but it's true. Yeah. Maine is the closest point in the United States to Africa.
Huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Alaska
Maine sticks out pretty far.
It does. It actually borders exactly one state. Tennessee and Missouri border 8 states apiece. Half the world's population lives 3,300 kilometers of Myanmar. Manila's population density is more than 100,000 people per square mile. In fact, the three densest cities in the world are all in the Philippines. The distance between the highest point and the lowest point in the contiguous United States is less than 85 miles. And Alaska is larger than Montana, Texas, and California combined.
Oh, combined. I didn't know that was combined because those are the four largest states.
Yeah.
But I did not know that it was combined. That gives a whole new perspective to just how gigantic
Alaska is. I know. Yeah. Ohio is the only state that doesn't share a letter with the word mackerel.
Who is the person that figured that out?
I don't know, but they're my hero.
A big fan of fish.
Ohio mackerel. Australia is also the only continent with no active volcanoes.
Hmm.
Yeah, that actually kind of blew my mind. Never actually think about this.
But, like, New Zealand does, though, yes.
But New Zealand's not a continent.
But doesn't New Zealand count as, like, Oceania?
But doesn't New Zealand is also part of Australia, so Australia has to have a...
It's not, though. It's its own separate country.
No, not only continent. Did I say country? I'm sorry if I said country.
No, you said
continent. That's a continent.
You said continent.
Okay, so I'm confused.
But yeah, but New Zealand is not part of the continent.
Oh.
Because the continent is just the landmass. Right?
Is that I think this is where things are conceptualized differently in like different countries and places. Because like in French, they talk about the five continents. And I'm like, but wait, there are seven.
So it has
because
one...
So what continent, what do they not consider a continent that we do?
So Australia is the only continent without any current active volcanoes. It has one of the largest extinct volcanoes. Even though it's home to nearly 150, none of them have erupted for 5,000 years. The lack of volcanic activity is due to the island's location in relation to a tectonic plate, the two layers of the Earth's crust, et cetera, et cetera. Did that answer the question?
Sure. I'm not going to lose sleep over this one, so don't worry about it.
All right. Finishing up. Find a cool one.
To follow up on that side note, because Amanda asked, I just Googled what are the five continents in French, because since I didn't go to French school.
Yeah.
That's true. I just assumed anything French, Shandy has to know the answer. So
I was the one that said it, but I know that they talk about the five continents. And I'm like, wait, shit, which ones don't they count? I know they didn't count Antarctica, but they count the Americas as one, which is interesting that they then separate out Asia and Europe.
So Europe's wait, I'm sorry. Small,
but then America is just one.
The new world.
Are you saying that they canceled North and South America?
Sure am.
Get those panties in a bunch. Here we go.
I mean, 3 weeks into Dr. Seuss, we gotta figure something else out.
But then Australia is not counted as a continent. It's Oceania, which includes New Zealand.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that's something I didn't know. So cool.
Yeah. So like, and then Oceania would be like the Philippines and Indonesia and like all those like islands as well.
I believe so.
Okay.
I am ready for France's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with this information. Thank you. I got this. The Americas, Oceania, go.
Got it.
The whole of the Americas.
Yeah. Antarctica, what's that?
Exactly.
It's not a continent, it's a block of ice.
Oh my God, can you imagine the border crisis if we were just the Americas? Whew.
We wouldn't have one.
Right, there'd be no border crisis because there'd be no border.
Hey, I like where we're going with this. Yeah. We can workshop this.
In the Philippines, there's an island in a lake, in an island in a lake, in an island in a lake.
What?
And it goes,
yeah. An island in a lake, in an island in a lake.
It's a Vulcan.
That's pretty cool.
Vulcan. It's a tiny piece of land called Vulcan Point Island. It's in a crater lake on Vulcan Island on Lake Tail, T-A-A-L, on the Philippine island of Luzon, L-U-Z-O-M. You can Google it on Google Maps and try zooming in and out. And apparently it's super neat. So
that's really cool.
That's a thing I'm going to do when we're done. Oh, I found it.
When does the lake become a puddle? I mean...
It's all a state of mind,
or
Amanda.
A pond. Yeah.
It's all a state of mind.
Wow, it looks beautiful.
It does.
And that, my friend, is a volcano.
That's how a lake becomes a crater, becomes an ocean, becomes a something.
That's how a volcano becomes a crater, becomes a lake, becomes
a lake inside a pond, inside an
That's
island.
That's so cool. It's beautiful.
Another trivia fact, China encompasses 5 time zones despite the entire country only using 1 time zone.
What?
How does that work?
Despite the fact that its geography spans 5 time zones, all of China follows a single standard time offset, UTC plus 8. In 1918, the Central Observatory of the Republic of China divided the country into 5 different time zones, but following the Chinese Civil War in 1949, they were abolished to make room for a single time zone called Beijing Time, or China Standard Time. As a result, crossing over to the Afghan border on China's west means a 3.5-hour time difference. In terms of daylight hours, January sees the westernmost point of Tibet observing daylight from about 9:41 a.m. to 7:49 p.m. compared to the easternmost time point of a name I'm not even going to try to pronounce, which sees daylight from 6:54 a.m. to 3:18 p.m.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is wanting everyone to conform
Yeah, right?
a little too much.
That's just a little unreasonable.
Yeah, and thanks to the international dateline, even though Russia and the United States are only 4 kilometers apart geographically, there's a 21-hour time difference between them.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that's actually kind of nuts.
That's wild, too.
Well, it's like my grandfather, when he was in the Navy during World War II, he would like tell stories about like you'd get a special name if the boat you were on went over the international dateline.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That must like really screw with you kind of like, you know.
Yeah, because you like jump ahead a day. And it was kind of like a rite of passage for like the soldiers. Totally. And I wish I could remember like the nickname. So if anyone out there knows it, you know, write in. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. That sounds really cool.
That sounds really cool. I hear that although you might change a day, if you look out your backyard, you can see Russia.
Right, yes. Your backyard. So you, oh my God, that Russia means.
And you can see tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, she can see tomorrow.
She can see tomorrow.
She can see the future.
Actually, I kind of love that. Okay, well, you know what? We're done. That's good. I like that. We're going
to
end.
That's a good note to end on.
We're going
to
end on I Can See Tomorrow from My House. Episode title. I Can See Tomorrow from My House. No. Episode title. We found it. We got it, guys. Much like tomorrow, we found it. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some feedback and we'll get out of here. All right, we are back and we are ready to get into the feedback portion of the show. The first bit of feedback is from Mandy, and she posted a screen cap. No idea what this means. I usually add a note at the end of the episode and time so I can go back for context. And it was a picture of her setting a reminder for March 16th, 2021 for the Four Seasons. Colkey was like, oh, is that where you'll be recording from? The Four Seasons Total Landscaping? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Let us said, never forget that.
Well, and
hashtag
then,
never forget.
Never forget. Mandy said, I went back, re-listened to the broad topics. You read a tweet saying something along the lines of, will we remember the Four Seasons 4 months from now? Listening back, it had me laughing all over again. I do kind of remember talking about that. So, yes.
Thank you, Mandy.
The answer is yes. Because that was such a crazy week with the hair dripping down the face and the total landscaping. And the remember when he farted in court and the lady that was sitting next to him was like,
yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Yes,
like multiple times, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all the farting. I mean, it was blatantly drunk appearances on Fox. Yeah, that was, I don't think that's a week we're ever going to forget.
Except for me, apparently. It was just too much crazy. My brain shut down.
Yeah, that's true.
I draw the line at farting in court.
Well, if you ever feel
it's
like
nothing sacred.
If you ever feel like going back, it was when he had that crazy witness too,
Oh my god.
So anyway, he's talking of something and he shifts in his chair and he farts and Jenna Ellis is sitting next to him, you know, who doesn't even have a law license or whatever. Like, she's his co-counsel and she looks at him and you know, because it could be like, oh, is that the chair or something? But the way that she looks at it, you're like, oh yeah, that was a fart. Everybody knows.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anyway, never hashtag never forget. We will always remember the Four Seasons total landscape.
May business be booming for them.
Yes. And tooting. No, he's kidding.
Business be tooting right along.
Matt says he did some last minute quarant reading. The first one is Last Ones Left Alive by Sarah Davis Goff, about a young woman making her way through a zombie ravaged Ireland. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Did she climb up a palm tree to get away? Because if I'm watching this movie and then there's no palm trees, I'm going to cry. It's not realistic.
Mm-hmm. And were those palm trees from New Zealand?
Yeah.
In the continent of Oceania. Which, by the way, I Googled to find that answer. And those palm trees look quite different than our palm trees here. Apparently there are like
interesting
multiple kinds of palm trees, which I guess shouldn't be surprising. But
yeah. Cool. All right, let's get into the mass, what she said.
It is feeling different.
We all humped together.
Let me open that right now.
I missed my happy ending.
Oh, bummer.
I know, it sucks.
We only did it 3 days ago.
I'm done. That was it.
I guess we're doing this now. Doing it live.
We're doing it live. I guarantee that it's in here somewhere.
Oprah, please do Britney next. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
Side note, I did watch that interview. And you guys were very right. It was great.
It's really good, yeah.
And interesting. And
a lot, yeah.
Yeah. It was a perfect storm of people leaking shit. Oh, I don't know. I said this last week. I don't like the poop.
Right.
The poop ones. No.
Why is that one on here? Ugh.
It was a perfect storm of people leaking shit
out. We were talking about the Trump administration, I think.
Yes. Leaking stuff.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing after we finish.
This is long, but we were bored.
Some days we're pretty good at it.
The following week, we'll do Alice and Martha.
Oh, you bet we will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For our email portion, we have a voicemail from Des and a voicemail from Maggie. Here we go. This is to Amanda, Jenny, and Colleen.
Oh, cool. Good.
Hey, Amanda, Jenny, and Colleen. It's Maggie. I almost forgot to send in feedback. I think you guys started the show technically, but... hope you guys are doing well. Glad you guys had fun at Hump. I have never been to Hump. I'm just an avid Dan Savage fan, but I'm not even sure it's come to D.C. It may be Baltimore, which is just sometimes a tiny bit too far for me. It's just farther in a different direction than D.C. But yeah, I'm not sure it's actually been to D.C., but maybe it has. Or I've just always had something when it comes. But maybe I will go in person or do it online. I was sorry to miss it this time. But yeah, so the reason I wanted to call is so yesterday, March 15th, was my year anniversary of doing Yoga with Adrian. I've been doing Yoga with Adrian for a year. I started it last March with the January calendar, went through the March, and then started to do the monthly calendars. And I've been back at work for a few weeks and still doing the Yoga with Adrian calendars, and it's partly Amanda and Shandy's fault, so thanks, guys. No, really, also, really, thanks, guys. And, yeah, doing it for a year, and it's just, it feels really good. I really like it a lot. And so I'm glad you guys talked about all of Yoga with Adrian calendars and all that stuff, because she's got a lot of cool stuff. And... I feel like there was one other thing, and I've totally forgotten. But those are the two things I know I said. So if I think of it, I'll call you back. But have a good show. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
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 That's amazing.
It's so great. Congrats, Maggie. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Serious congrats. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge accomplishment. It was my New Year's resolution to do the January 30 days, and I did about 10 of them. And haven't done one since. So good job.
I didn't do any of them. I love Adrian, but she doesn't really have anything that's sort of prenatal friendly, unfortunately. So it will have to resume later in the year.
Have you done any prenatal yoga?
I haven't actually, because I've been doing a lot of, I do a Zoom workout with some friends. So it's been mostly cardio and HIIT stuff. And I haven't really, but I need to start transitioning to some yoga as well. So I think this week I'm going to start incorporating that into my routine.
Nice. No, but Maggie, that's super great. I made it through 3 minutes of the very first Yoga with Adrian challenge. And I was I'll come back to this. And then I never did. I do really want to try it. That's awesome, Maggie. And I'm sorry. I thought that you had said you had gone to Hump. So that is my bad. I started that. I think
she's definitely been to the Savage Love cast.
Ah,
I think we've talked about that before. But yeah, Maggie, get thee to Hump.
Get thee to the Humpery.
Get thee to the Hump.
I don't know if they've been to DC before. I honestly don't pay that much attention to
where they go after
the rest of the tour dates. Because
why would you?
Because why would I? I noticed the ones in California because I usually go in San Francisco, Frankston, and Los Angeles. And then I'm always tickled to see when it goes to Montana. So that's about the extent of the places I notice. Yeah. But yeah, if they do it virtually next year, then you can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can what's it called? Slack with us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you, Maggie. It's always good to hear from you. We have another voicemail from Desiree. So let's get into that one.
Hey, Amanda, Sandy, and Colleen. This is Dez.
And Astrid? Are you Dez? Are you Dez and I'm Astrid now?
No, I'm Astrid.
You're Astrid? Well, you said this is Dez. You're so silly.
This is Dez.
You're Astrid, and I'm Dez, yes. And we're still caught up, and it's so awesome. And I remember something that I wanted to talk to you guys about, or I wanted to ask about. Well, not you guys, just Amanda. But Amanda, remember how you told us that you bought this pillow, a new pillow, an expensive pillow? We're in the market for pillows, and I just wanted to get an update. Oh, yeah. How's your pillow? Is it awesome? Is it so worth the hefty price tag? Because I'm tired of buying cheap pillows that just go flat and suck. And, you know, if I'm going to invest that much money in a pillow, I just kind of want to make sure, you know, it's good. So, so how's your pillow, Amanda? somebody's not getting attention, so, you know. Did you have something you wanted to talk to them about?
No.
No?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
No, you just want to make noise?
I'm camping with Petunia.
You're camping with Petunia?
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm camping with Petunia.
She's camping with her stuffed dog, Petunia. Uh-huh.
Love it.
They're having a good time.
Uh-huh, but we haven't started camping yet.
They haven't started camping yet. So, update, they haven't started camping yet. She'll keep you informed when they start camping. We'll let everyone know. It'll be exciting. Vaccine update. So, yeah, so now apparently Biden said that all Americans will be eligible by May 1st. And not to be outdone by a Democrat, dumbass DeSantis is saying April for Florida, which I find hard to believe, but, you know, whatever. The man's an idiot, but I'll take his vaccine. So, yeah. So hopefully by the beginning of May, that'd be a great birthday present for me in May, is a vaccine, because I am in a high risk group, and I could technically get it in Florida if I had a doctor and medical insurance. I could get a doctor's note and get vaccinated, but you know, insurance is expensive.
I want to talk.
You want to talk?
Don't chew on your feet.
Okay, say it.
Don't chew on your feet.
That's right. Don't chew on your feet, she says, as she was just chewing on her toes. So, yeah, kids are nasty. So gross.
Nom, nom, nom.
Apparently, they're delicious. I mean, she just had a shower like a couple hours ago, so they can't be too dirty, but still.
Ugh.
Okay, and that's all we wanted. I just wanted to get an update about the pillow situation in the market, and just want to get some, you know, honest feedback. Is it worth it, Amanda?
And don't forget, camping is starting.
Oh, camping is starting. That's an update for you guys. Camping is starting. Okay, that's it, right?
No, I had to finish talking.
What? You had to finish talking? I think we're done. Look, this is only 3.5 minutes. Let's make it the shortest one ever. That would be so awesome. What? What?
I just told him that I have a poop treat. It arrived.
Go ahead.
My poop treat arrived early.
Yeah, her poop treat arrived early. The girl did not want to poop in the potty, so, you know, finally we got it down. She got a prize because she's doing so good at it. Anyways, yeah. More than you want to know? Probably. Do I care? No. Yeah. So, anyways, that was great news for Astrid. Her poop treat arrived early.
And camping.
And camping. So, that's, you heard it here first. That's what's going on in Astrid's life. What's going on in my life? Just still waiting for the vaccine, but it's getting closer now. The weather is also beautiful, and we don't have a, you know, idiot spouting gibberish in office, so things are feeling a lot better these days. Also, I'm not leaving the house, so I'm not seeing people without masks, and that's awesome.
I'm gibberish.
You're gibberish?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sometimes. Yeah, that's about what he sounds like. Okay, so what do we say now? We say bye?
Bye.
No.
Okie dokie, bye.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Love you guys. Love the show.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Okie dokie, artichoke.
And that's that voicemail is why Dez is awesome.
That was so fun. That was fun.
That was a great ride.
That was a great ride. Hey, Astrid, ride. Have fun camping and congratulations on the poop.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, that. I mean, how many times have we talked about poop on this podcast? It's totally on brand.
It is totally on brand.
100% on brand. That's awesome, though. I wonder what a poop treat is, because we tried poop treats with Zachary, and guess what?
Didn't work. You know, different strokes.
Different strokes. Yeah, you know, Alex literally, like, you know, potty trained himself when he was, he wasn't even, it was before his, it was like 2.5. He was just like, I gotta go poop. And we were like, oh, really? Okay. You just told us? Let's go for it.
It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's like, it can't be that easy.
I'm like, what?
Trying to like go through my email to remember the name of the pillow I bought, because I've been using exclusively using my big giant pregnancy pillow.
The best.
Yeah, which I didn't know I needed until it was given to me as a gift, and now I love it. But it means I don't use my regular pillow other than just as a backrest when I'm reading at night before I go to bed. And I can't remember the brand. And I went trying to look it up in my email to see. So I will have to get back to you on what that pillow was.
Did you like it though? Yeah,
I did. I think it's still better than a cheap pillow, but I wouldn't say it's like God's gift to pillows either.
Okay. I've been in the, like, looking for pillows too, actually, lately. And also, Erin had emailed us, because I think they might have bought the same pillow that you talked about, too. So maybe she, if she's listening to this, she can send a message or on Facebook, let us know what it was and her review of it as well. Cool. Yeah, I'm so happy you got the – which pregnancy pillow did you get? The one that's the U-shape or the one that's like the half U?
The big giant, like – it's actually more like a C.
Okay. Because – yeah, love. Still use mine sometimes.
Yeah, I gotta say, sometimes I feel like it's more comfortable than the expensive pillow.
Yeah,
like for my neck and stuff. That sometimes I do feel that my head is more properly aligned.
Yeah, I totally agree. The only downside is the pain in the ass to clean those, like to wash them.
Yeah. Well, this one comes. The case is removable, so you can unzip it and take that off.
Yeah, but even washing the case and then putting it back on is such a pain in the butt. Or at least mine was. Like,
yeah, it's not so bad.
Okay,
it was at first until I figured out like the mechanics of it.
Okay, but
maybe because it isn't like it's a little like the middle part is longer and
I mean I don't think I've washed it in like 2 years at this point, but when I was washing it, it was
drool.
Pain in the butt.
Like I'm a real
okay.
I drool real bad because I wear a retainer at night, and
that'll do it.
It's not a cute look. The whole thing's a real mess. So
yeah, that'll do it. See, I'm a mouth breather.
To avoid breakouts, I got to clean it regularly.
Yeah. Fair. Well, I'm just lazy. I wash all the other things regularly, but that I'm like, oh God, Jay's not going to help me put this on anymore. I can't. I just can't. I'm just going to leave it.
That's fair.
I'm just going to flip it over.
We all have that one thing that, like, whether you agree to admit it or not, we all have that one thing that, like, we should wash more than we do, and we definitely don't.
That's very true.
And it's different for everybody what that thing is, but everybody has one, like one thing that they just are gross about.
Yeah. But let's hope that it's nobody's underwear.
Yeah. And if that is your thing, then hopefully you're just like buying new underwear regularly, which is kind of wasteful, but like whatever.
Or quarantining by yourself.
Right. And taking really good, you know, showers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And I hope you get the vaccine soon. It's interesting, Dez, that you're Florida, from what I understand, is so much more of a shit show than North Carolina. We're actually a week ahead of schedule. We're on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow as we're recording this. They've moved up group four, which was supposed to start on the 24th. So they moved them up a week. And you still have – there's a hotline you can call at 3 o'clock every day, no matter what group you're in. And they will – let you know if there's been any appointments that were canceled or let go throughout the day, because they don't want to waste any vaccines. Yeah. Their whole thing is get everybody done. So, all right, we'll finish up with an email from Andy, and then we're going to, you know, go to sleep or go to not here. Okay, here we go.
All right, so Andy writes in, this past year in Andy's social distancing. Hey, broads. Happy March 374th.
Cheers.
Has it really only been 1 year since the lockdown started? I think most of us feel like it's closer to five, but at least we're seeing some glimmers of hope that we'll be able to move beyond this. It's great to hear two of you have started your shots. Shots, shots, shots. All right.
Funny.
I'm glad that got a laugh. Like Colleen, I'm waiting. I'm going to be the last person in my immediate family to get it, so any reunion trips are going to have to wait. What a shocker. I'm stuck waiting for something that other people are getting before me. At least this won't be another decades long wait. Very true.
That's true.
And it means that you're younger and in better health than them. Anyway, it has certainly been a year unlike anything we've ever seen. While thankfully this pandemic hasn't hit me as hard as others, it's been tough for everyone. For this journey you've been following me on for all this time, it was a wasted year. Dating was mostly out of the question, and trying to do things remotely made my already low success rate non-existent. As I've said numerous times, I want to tell you something, some good news, or at least maybe a good dating story, and that has been impossible. Now that we can start to think about after, I really hope I can have some good news to share with you in the not too distant future and not just me grasping for straws. And speaking of which, the work situation hasn't changed. I'm doing okay, but this is definitely not sustainable for the long term. My boss certainly must be aware of that, but I haven't heard anything about hiring anyone. Hopefully that will change soon, or else it's probably going to be a disastrous summer. So while it feels like we never quite left last March, time moves on and we're seeing signs of hope after a year of mostly despondence. I know I complained earlier about waiting for a vaccine, but I'm certain that I'll at least be able to get one before I can get a PlayStation 5 or have sex for the first time. Our guards aren't completely down yet, but it's great that we're starting to see the after times. Hashtag I've been 6 feet from hers for a year now. Andy. Mm-hmm.
Which means you just need to come up with a different hashtag for us. Thank you very much. So what's the 2021 hashtag?
Man, yeah. No, that's crazy.
Hashtag I'm vaccinated with hers. No. Wait, that's still too long. Still too long. Andy's still good at this.
That's what she said. It'll come to us. We'll find it.
That's what she said. Yes.
Crazy. And it's interesting about the work situation. I was reading an article the other day about how they're expecting a huge jump in people quitting their jobs, like people changing jobs, people leaving their jobs, if you will, because it's sort of been, people have put that on hold during the pandemic, because obviously you know, what it's maybe not, you know, people are freaked out about making a change during the pandemic and are happy to have whatever job they have, but so it's been like building up for a year, and any of the normal turnover that we usually have hasn't been happening, so they're expecting a huge jump in that. And I would say if employers like Andy's are not going to do a good job of making sure that he's either being compensated for extra work or making sure to hire somebody to share the extra work, then that could be an option too.
Seriously. I was wondering,
tell them bye-bye, get a new job, and bye-bye. Maybe you'll meet somebody there.
And I was wondering, or what you said, Shandy, is how many people are going to like have, you know, early midlife crises and
a million percent.
Try to go something that, you know, because you could die from a pandemic next year, like, you know, something that makes them.
No, that's actually I've been reading a lot of. I got a membership to the Society of Human Resource Management organization, so I've been doing a lot of reading on like this kind of thing, and they were saying like, first of all, the remote thing, it has been a game changer. Like, so there's going to be a huge increase of people who expect some sort of flexibility or, you know, partial remote, at least moving forward.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a top priority. So employers can either adapt or you know, potentially lose out on really good workers who are going to expect, because we've seen now that it can be done, right? There are a lot of jobs where it was like, oh, it can't be done. And then it was like, oh, it has to be done. Now you're like, well, we did it. Yeah. So, yep. But yeah, definitely a lot of soul searching too, I'm sure. Career changes, wanting to move places, because exactly, like, you only live once. And yeah, I think we all kind of figured out like what matters to us most over this last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, agreed. And then with PlayStation 5, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually have a tab, several tabs open from different websites, because Jay wants PlayStation 5 for his birthday, even though he doesn't really play video games that much, but there's this Ghostbuster thing. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Stupid. Lame. So I've been trying to refresh to find him one to get him for his birthday, and today is the first time that I actually saw the see all buying options on Amazon pop up. I know Best Buy supposedly gets them on Fridays, and Target is very random, and Amazon is very random. So I clicked on it, see all available. Obviously resellers, people that have gotten them and are trying to scalp them through Amazon. Let's see, the cheapest one. $950.
Oh,
what?
No.
That's the cheapest. The second cheapest.
Not okay.
$995. Oh, let's skip through to the most expensive one on here. $1,095.
That's absurd.
And none of these ship for free. Absurd. That is a market value. That is.
How much did our Super Nintendos cost us back in the day?
I have no
adjusted
idea.
For inflation and whatnot. Adjust. But like it wasn't, not I mean, that. it wasn't that, because I wouldn't have had one.
Well, I think a large part of the reason why these have sold out is there's a supply chain issue with manufacturing because of the pandemic.
Right.
So
right,
they
right,
haven't
right.
been able to make as many as people wanted. Plus people are stuck at home, especially the people that would play PlayStation 5 are probably the people that work for, like, you know, I don't know, nerdy people and people that work for tech companies, which are still working from home right now.
Synonymous,
so,
right?
Yeah, right. Well, I was going to say, and nerdy people that don't work for tech companies.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's nuts, though, trying to, like, be on this hunt. Like, I think I am not cut out to be, like, a toy hunter or anything that Jay and his friends do, because this whole thing, like, I remember to refresh a couple of times a day, and I'm like, oh, damn, did I miss something in the 3 hours since I did? Versus, like, if I was, like, in the toy hunting thing, I'd be like, refresh, refresh, which is, I guess, how these people are now selling them for $1,000.
Damn.
Dude, that's insane.
I know, right? So I was like, how do you feel about a combo birthday Christmas present? I'm pretty confident I could get, I can swing it by then. Also, again,
how
we don't
do you feel
play
about
video games,
not this Ghostbusters game, but something else Ghostbusters.
Yeah, right. yeah, right. What about a handheld arcade version of it?
Yeah,
I can get a good deal on a Game Boy.
Yes!
How do you feel about that?
And it's vintage.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's in your whole aesthetic.
Really, seriously, does it's from the 80s? You love that shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, good times. Thanks, Andy, for the email. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody who wrote in or called in to the show today or left us feedback on Facebook, etc. Thank you so much. If you would like to do so, you can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We love feedback. Thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. Go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patrons link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. I think next week we'll probably be live for the patrons, and we might also do another live show the following week. I think last week we had said the 30th. So we'll do that the 30th. And then next week we'll have a bonus show coming at you. So if you're at the bonus level, we will have a bonus show out next week. I think I got everything. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're going to be recording our annual crossover with the Real Weird Sisters, Alice and Martha, on April 6th. We hope that you will give us feedback for that. You can send it to us or to them, realweirdsisters@gmail.com. We always get some awesome feedback for that show, and we're hoping that we can make it a two-parter to air during Amanda's little maternity break this year. So the more the merrier is what I'm trying to get at here. But yeah, if nobody else has anything, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a heavy March. I can say that it's March again. Heavy March. On that note, my name is Khalid.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Chandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.